Yeah, man, welcome to another episode of the Be Limitless Today podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Cobb, and this is Root Work number 20. Man, I can't believe we've done 20 of these things, man, but it's been a blessing to be able to analyze myself a little bit and open up for you guys, and hopefully you've gotten something out of this series. But for those that don't know, root work is a practice of taking accountability and ownership, starting with creating change within yourself. Through this series, I've been taking five of my root work sticky notes. So these are all the sticky notes of any quote, any message, anything that I've heard that sparked thought in me. I write it down on a sticky note just to keep a little note for myself. But I've been going through picking five of these at random, speaking a little bit about each one, saying what I might have been going through in my life, or giving you some practices I've implemented from these things. So with that, let's just get started with number four. God don't need me to figure out how. He needs me to see what I already have. God don't need me to figure out how. He needs me to see what I already have. This is just me in the place where I was making excuses, basically. I was making excuses on thinking I need to have things figured out, thinking I need to know what the next step was at all times, thinking I need to know how things are going to turn out. And by doing that, you start to look outward for solutions. You start to look outward for things that I need to have this, I need to be that. I need to have the same skill set as this person, or I need to have, you know, the finances to do this. When God is already looking at you like, I've given you what I needed to give you. I gave you what you need. Now, I just need you to see that you have what you need already. I need you to walk in what you have. Go with what you have. And that's where I was falling short at. That's where I was struggling at. Yes. Thinking I needed to have more, do more, I needed more. But as you go along, you just start to realize, man, this, you got something in you. You have something already. And God wants to use what you have. In several stories in the Bible, he's always asked, what do you have? When somebody thought they needed something else, his question back was, what do you have? And then the miracles worked through what they already had. They didn't have to go out and get anything new. So I just need to understand that I have what I need already to do the things that keep popping in my mind, to do these dreams and these big goals that I have. I have what I need to make steps towards it. I just need to be diligent in making the next step that I know what that I know to make. And let everything else come as I go along the journey. So let's go to number two. You stopped believing that your faith could change situations. You don't put your faith on things like you used to. Yeah, this one kind of hit me hard, because coming up and chasing acting, or chasing that world and modeling and acting, it's so unpredictable that it forces you to let go of needing to know. It forces you to face rejection. It forces you to get over it quick, because there is no coddling in that world when it comes to that. There is no, you know, soft letdown, or there is no, we're going to give you a hug while we tell you that we're looking for somebody different. It's strictly just a hard yes or a hard no. And it is what it is. They don't give you no explanation. They don't tell you any background on why they didn't want you. They just say, yes, we want you for this part, or no, you're not the right fit. And you just have to live with that. And in that world, I was constantly putting my faith in front of me. So I would go to an audition knowing that I may not be the right person for the part. You know, like one audition I went for Emmett Till. And at the time, I was 23 years old. And anybody who knows this story, he was killed when he was 15. It was a little black boy in Chicago, but he was killed by racist people when he was 15 or 16 years old. So I'm already 23, looking like a 35-year-old. I'm not going to get that role. But putting my faith in front of me, I went and did the audition anyway, not knowing what would come from it. I end up, you know, meeting the director of that play. She said, you know what? I know somebody else that's doing the film. They have a part open. I think you might be perfect for that part. And she did a free training with me to get me prepared for that audition. And I'm doing that other audition. I got the part, got the movie. And that was the first movie I ever shot. But without putting my faith forward, saying, God, do what you will with this situation, I'm going to just walk into it, I would have missed out on that opportunity. Fast forward now, I've lived a little bit more life. I've heard, you know, I've had some more experiences. I've heard other people's experiences. And it's become a little easier for me to not go after something because I think I already know how it's going to work out. Or I think I already know how it might not happen for me. Or I heard this person had this outcome, so it's a possibility that I might have the same outcome. It's not even worth me wasting my time on that. I stopped putting my faith forward. I stopped putting my faith on the things that I wanted. I stopped putting my faith on the big dreams that I have in mind. And I started thinking that it was all on my power and it was all up to me and I had to do everything. And that just put me in a very, very dark place as far as being motivated, actually taking action, just doing anything towards all of these great things that I want to accomplish. So I'm getting back to putting my faith forward, taking steps without knowing how it's going to work out, taking new trainings without knowing how exactly it might benefit me, keeping a mindset of something good is going to happen. Something good is going to come from this. I just have to be the one to go to it and allow me and allow that situation to happen. So that might be a big one for somebody. Something good is going to come from this, but I have to just walk into it in order to see what that outcome would be. And we'll leave it there. Let's go to number three. I'll know when I need to. Man, all of these are kind of lining up, man. That's crazy. I'll know when I need to. This one was me in a situation where I was kind of putting the cart before the horse, as the saying would go. I was thinking about the brand, thinking about things that I wanted to accomplish, thinking about how I wanted to set some stuff up, thinking about the legacy of my family. So I'm worried about, you know, building the trust, getting the trust put together. I'm worrying about the brand as far as how can I put the brand under the trust and how can I have multiple things under that trust where they're not necessarily in the same line or in the same place for legal reasons. I'm also thinking about owning property. So how can I get the property then to be under the trust, to be under the Be Limitless Today name, but then separate from the brand or separate from some of the other entities. So if something does happen at the property, I'm not being sued for the whole thing. And then how am I actually adding my wife to that? How am I adding my son to that? How do I want to structure all of this? And I'm doing all this thinking about all this stuff I need to do, but I'm not even spending time building the actual brand. I'm not creating videos on time. You know, I'm not editing them and getting them out on time. I'm not coming up with new concepts. I'm not studying on how to make better content and how to make more engaging videos. I'm so focused on trying to know all of this other stuff to where if I don't even build the brand that's going to finance or elevate or give the exposure to be able to do all of this other stuff, then all of that is minute. It has no meaning. It's not going to happen. So this is, I'll know when I need to know. I'll know the information I need for these things when the time comes for me to know them. My job now is to do the assignment that's placed in front of me. Do what is supposed to be done now. Prioritize the now, and I'll know what I need to know tomorrow for tomorrow. That's how you got to live it. That's how God operates it as well. God doesn't give you the whole plan up front because it'll blow your mind and you'll run away. And you think about some of the stuff you've been through. I'm thinking about some of the stuff I've been through. If God told me that part of my journey would be that I might have to separate from my family for a while. I never thought that would be something that would happen. And had he told me that I had to do that before I went through the journey, I might have said, nah, never mind, you keep it. I'm good on that. But going through life, situations happen, decisions have to be made, and I had to separate from my family. Definitely one of the toughest things I've ever had to do. But it's a part of the journey. God doesn't give you everything that you will need to know right away. As you start taking steps, then he will start revealing more and more information to you. That's when the faith part comes in. Are you going to have faith in him to keep guiding you, believing that he is going to bring you to an expected end, believing that he is going to make all things work to the good? That's where your faith comes in. So this is just telling me to lean back, man. Lean back on my faith. Lean back on what I believe in. Keep taking the steps forward. Keep doing what you feel is the right next step. And when you need to know something, God will give it to you. Let's go to number four. Number four, come on. Number four, come on. Fighting battles at eye level. Repent. Come up higher. Change levels. Consider how you've fallen. Consider where you've brought your enemies too close and kept your adversary at a distance. And I'll bring your light back. I'll help you start to see clearly again. I can't remember what an Abishai is. I don't even remember what this was. Consider how you've fallen. Consider where you've brought your enemies too close and kept your Abishai at a distance. So I'm guessing Abishai might be your helper, your guidance, or somebody that is on your side to help lift you and grow you and build you. Yeah, man. I have no idea where I was when I wrote this. I kind of understand the message, though, as in change your levels. So consider where you've fallen might be. Consider where you've fallen back into some old habits, some old patterns. Consider where you've fallen back into some old circles, to where the thought process in those circles weren't on the same conversations that you want to be having. They weren't doing or chasing some of the same development and growth that you've been chasing. But it's a comfort. It's something that you're used to. It's something that you know. I'm learning as you start to grow, as you start to build and try to really change yourself and the trajectory of your life, it gets lonely. It gets really lonely because you don't hang out with the same people you used to hang out, because you're not doing the same things you used to do anymore. You're not talking about the same things. You're not having the same conversations anymore. So now every time you talk to somebody, it's almost like you're reintroducing yourself. It's the same small talk. How's it going? What you been up to? How's the family? All that simple stuff. But it doesn't go any much deeper than that. It's very surface level. So if you start to feel like you're lonely and you start to really lean into those feelings, you may decide to start stepping back into some things that you know. But by doing that, you are separating yourself from somebody that might have been helping you to move up to another level, somebody that might have been mentoring you or trying to guide you to grow in yourself and challenge yourself and develop yourself. But you're stepping over here because that's what you're used to and that's what you know. I'm guessing this is saying be mindful of that. Be mindful to not give up on your dreams and on your goals for a quick gratification now. But in the long run, it's still going to lead you to the same heartache, the same self-doubt, the same dark place that you might have been in before when you first made the decision to change your conversations, change the things you're going after, change who you're talking to, change who you spend your time with, change what you spend your time doing. Don't give up on that stuff just because you have a feeling right now. Acknowledge that feeling, but let that feeling know that we are moving forward into other things, and we can't start changing what we are doing just because the feeling of loneliness is there. That's what I can say for myself. I've definitely hit that lonely feeling many, many times in this recent year. But sticking through it, sticking with what I'm doing, sticking with moving forward, I'm starting to see some of the growth. I'm starting to see some of the changes and the benefits that's happening from it. And I can only be excited about what's to come for this next year. So big things are on the horizon. I'm hoping, I'm working towards some things. So we're going to keep it moving forward. Let's go to number five. The harvest is the time you probably will work the most. This corn ain't going to pick itself. The harvest is the time that you're probably going to work the most. So this one is just a foreshadow for me. It's people want to get right to the harvest. They want to get right to the culmination of, you know, some of the work that you've put in, all the studying and everything else. And they want to get to the part to where they reap what they've sown in. And I can't remember where it was. I can picture what I was watching, but I can't remember who it was. But I think it was Steve Furtick, actually. But he was talking about when the harvest comes, and if you're a farmer, that's when you really got to get down and start doing the most work. Because if you just let all the corn come up after you've planted the corn, you've watered it, you've nurtured it, you've fertilized, you've done everything that you needed to do, and now you have all of these corn stalks that's bloomed and are up, now you have to go pick the corn. You can't just let all the harvest come up and then just be like, hey, I got something, there it is. Now it's, you got to go one by one. Let's start picking these things off. Let's start putting in all the work to reap all the harvest that we've built. So this is telling me when things start going for me, when things start rolling, when gigs start coming in, when the offers start coming in, when the brands start wanting to do partnership deals, that's not the time to sit back and start gloating or sit back and just marvel at everything that's happening. No, this is the time to work. When the harvest start coming in, when the brand start getting the notoriety that you are visualizing that it will have, that's the time you need to start putting in the more work. Put in those extra hours. Put in that extra time. Take that extra gig. Do that extra studying. Do some more continuing education. Take a couple classes. Do whatever you need to do to keep pushing that forward, because that harvest doesn't last forever. Now, that's another point I always keep in my head, is when the big times and the good times come and all these big things are happening, you got to hit it. You got to hit it hard, because it's not a guarantee it's going to come again. And if you waste time just marveling at, or just, you know, just acknowledging almost, or just watching what's happening, you will miss out on the true things that you could have been accomplishing in that moment or in that time frame. So know that the good times are going to come. Know that the big opportunities are going to come. But when those come, it's time to work. That's when we really, really, really put the work in. And I hope that helps somebody out there, man. I thank you guys. I appreciate you guys. We're going to leave it right there for number 20. I don't know where we're going from here. I wanted to do 20 of these root works. So we're going to see what happens next. But it's been a blessing, man. I appreciate every one of you guys. I love you. You know, we always say negative news is freely given. Positive news must be searched for. And if you can't find it, then you create it. So I'm going to create you some positive news this week. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.